This call is from the Pittsburgh coal scene. Pittsburgh is synonymous with several things, but back in the day, it was synonymous with iron and steel. In fact, the football team is called the Steelers, the local brew is called Iron City. Bloody awful stuff, but after about 6 or 7, it's not so bad. What makes this coal ideal for making coke, which then goes into making iron, is a number of its properties. Number one, it's bituminous. And it's in about the right rank range where it's perfect. You can't just use any bituminous coal. If it expands too much, the oven blows up. If it doesn't expand enough, it's not strong enough to hold the weight of the iron and the limestone. The other properties that make it desirable is it's reasonably low sulfur content. You don't want sulfur entering into your iron because it's going to eventually go up in your steel and make it brittle. It's part of the reason the Titanic had problems. And number three,